November 13, 1932 Industries and Traffic of Jesus in the Sacrament. Who forms his paradise, and who forms his purgatory? I felt completely sunk in my nothingness, and feeling deprived of my sweetest Jesus, I felt my nothingness emptied of his life, without support, and without strength, and having received Holy Communion, I felt that I had nothing to offer Jesus, and I felt oppressed and embittered. And he, compassionating me, told me, "My daughter, courage. With your Jesus, your nothingness is everything, and can give me everything, because you must know that I do not descend only when you receive me in the sacrament, but I descend with all my works. And as I make you owner of my sacramental life, so I make you owner of all my works. Therefore, if you want, you have much to give me, because you have my works in your power. Even more, because my sacramental life that you receive in the Holy Host is surrounded by the acts that my humanity did when I received myself in instituting the Most Holy Sacrament, and surrounded by the acts that my celestial Mama did when she received me sacramentally, and surrounded by all the acts of those who live of my will, because these acts are inseparable from me, and remain incorporated with me as part of my very life. Therefore, you can give me everything, because they serve to cover your misery, to supplement your love, almost in order to not make you be ashamed that, coming into you, you would not have anything to give me. On the contrary, as you use them in order to give them to me and be able to please me and love me by means of these acts, they belike it and become your acts and my acts, acts of the Sovereign Queen and of the souls who live of my will, in a way that I, instead of having one, have two. And my sacramental life remains surrounded by double acts, by double love, and by greater glory. These are my traffics that I make when I communicate myself to souls. I give of mine in order to have double from them, and thus my industry puts in traffic my very sacramental life, in order to have the exchange of it. But alas! How many do not make use of it, and they remain not having, nor do they know, what to give me, and I remain without new courage, fasting for their acts and with the sorrow of not being able to be industrious in my loving traffics. You will not do this to me, because if I come it is not only to come, but it is also because I want to give and receive myself, for as much as the creature is able. This forms my satisfaction, my contentment, and my paradise in the Most Holy Sacrament. To give myself and receive nothing from them, forms my purgatory in my little prison of the sacramental host, purgatory that human ingratitude forms for me. Therefore be attentive and, with courage and without any reserve, give me of mine and all of yourself to me, so that I can say, I have given her everything, and she has given me everything. So you will form my contentment and my traffic of love. After this I was doing my usual round in the acts of the divine will, and it seemed to me that all created things invited me, one after the other, to make themselves known as works of the omnipotent fiat in which my little exchange of love was awaited. And for however little, it wanted it, it claimed it, in order to obtain its purpose for having put forth the whole of creation. And while I sought to follow the divine will, my lovable Jesus, repeating his brief little visit, told me, "My blessed daughter, everything that our paternal goodness has operated in creation and redemption, has not yet received the exchange from the creature. And the reason is because our purpose for which creation was created, was that man would complete our will in everything. That same will operating in creation, must obtain its continuous operating act in the creature in a way that the echo of one would form the same echo in the other, so as to form one alone. But my operating virtue of my will remains alone with all of its magnificence, power, wisdom and beauty. It remains in the celestial spheres, but in man it is repressed, and thus he does not have my will operating in him. He does not have the hearing to listen to the echo of its operative virtue in creation. Therefore, not having obtained the purpose, our works are without exchange. The purpose forms the exchange of whatever work, little or great, that is done. And you must be convinced that no one, as much in the divine order as in the human, works without purpose and in order to obtain his exchange. The purpose can be called the beginning in the life of the work, the exchange, the fulfillment. Oh! How many works would not have beginning if it were not for their purpose, and would be left halfway if it were not for the certainty of exchange. The exchange makes one sustain unheard of sacrifices, and gives excessive heroism to God and to creatures. Now if my divine will does not form its kingdom in souls, and they do not give it the freedom to let it dominate with its creative and operative virtue, true exchange will not be given to us. And therefore we are always waiting, and we see our most beautiful works halfway and without the fulfillment of our purpose, such that there lacks the most beautiful thing, the most important act, there lacks the purpose for which all things were created. See, therefore, how necessary it is that the kingdom of my will come. Even more, because not having had the true exchange, our creative work has remained as suspended, and has not been able to proceed in the work of creation, because it has been established that from the external creation that they possess, must follow the internal creation in the depth of souls. And this could be done if my will had the prime place, the freedom to operate in the human will. And not having it, it cannot proceed in its creative work. It remains hindered, not being able to create in them the new heavens, stars, suns, and so forth, as exchange for what it gave them in the creation of all things, and not able to proceed in our works, not able to continue what we have established to do in creatures by virtue of our will. How can we be reciprocated, if we still have not finished doing what we want, and have not fulfilled the work of creation begun so many centuries ago? The work of creation included altogether what my fiat must do in all creatures in order to be able to say our work is completed. And if our volition has not yet done everything that it wants to do, how can it be said that I have completed my work, even less been reciprocated for all that has been done? So, when we obtain the purpose that in all things the creature does our will and lives in it, and she has the purpose of living of our will and of letting it reign so as to give it a field for the magnificence of its works, then, when the purpose of one will be that of the other, then can we be able to receive the true exchange for everything that we have done for love of creatures. Therefore be attentive, and always forward in my will. Fiat.